World.
Thanks, Pavla. Well, we start today with the World Indoor Athletics Championships in Moscow, where the Czech Republic took just one medal, bronze for Roman Šerbela in the heptathlon. The event was expected to be a contest between Šerbela, the defending champion, and his biggest rival, Brian Clay of the United States. In the end, however, both were eclipsed by André Niklaus of Germany. He finished 5 points ahead of Clay and 31 ahead of the Czech. Šerbela's coach, Dalibor Kupka, said given the circumstances, he wasn't dissatisfied.
Before the championships, Roman was ill, and he had considered pulling out. The way it turned out in the end, he could have had a shot at the silver, but it didn't work out in terms of tactics. We took bronze, so I'm satisfied.
Bronzová medaile, já jsem spokojený.
Dalibor Kupka, the coach of Roman Šerbela. Moving on to skiing, and Czech ski jumper Jakub Janda is now very close indeed to a historic World Cup victory after finishing fifth in Norway's Holmenkollen at the weekend. With just two competitions to go this season, Janda is now 175 points ahead of his closest rival, Finland's Jana Ahonen. Even if Ahonen wins both events in Slovenia next weekend, the Czech just needs to come 17th to hold on to overall first place. A first World Cup title could go some way to making up for Janda's disastrous showing at the Turin Winter Olympics. Cross-country skier Katarzyna Neumanova, by contrast, had a wonderful Olympics, winning her first gold medal. She was also in action in Norway, finishing second in the 30-kilometer freestyle. After Saturday's race, Neumanova rushed to Prague for a television award ceremony, where she won a special prize for most repeated program. That was, of course, footage of her brilliant Olympic win. Ice hockey now, and the Czech Extraliga playoffs have just begun. In their opening game, Liberec, who topped the league in the regular season, were beaten 2-1 at home by Česká Budějovice, who just made the cut in eighth. Worryingly for Liberec, star goaltender Milan Hnilička was taken off injured in the first period of that game. Elsewhere, Slavia Prague started the playoffs well. They came from 2-0 down to beat Třinec 5-3 in the capital. And in the other two playoff series, Sparta Prague are due to face Zlín, while Znojmo take on Vítkovice. That's the end of the sport.